thank you guys for having me. Honored to be picked to win the conference. I don't know. I don't think there's very much difference between us and Fort Scott, to be honest. I think it's who plays better that day, what kids show up. So we're honored just entering year three to be picked to win it after, you know, the history of independence. So we're honored to be up here. I don't take it lightly, though. You know, every game, I'm superstitious as it gets. Every game is it's going to come down to a hair and an inch. So starting with Dodge City game one, early game. And so, you know, I'm nervous as hell on that one. But, you know, they say married people, wives are their backbone of men. And I'm not married, so my backbone is staff and administration. And you know, I want to just mention a few guys. My boss, Tammy, does a hell of a job for me. Our president back home, Dan Barwick. The voice of the Pirates is Jeff Carpenter. Is very passionate about independence. Been there his whole life. Coach Harris, our offensive line coach. Coach Donerson, our D-line coach. And Coach Smith, our linebacker coach, who I brought here today. They've been with me going on, some going on year two, some going on year three. So they've been kind of a backbone to me. You're only as good as your assistants. I don't care what people say. And your administration. So I appreciate those guys. You know, this junior college football, this is a great platform, I think. California, where I'm from, they don't have this day. So I do want to thank Carl and his new job, Newman, for hosting it, and all the great coaches in the room and programs. This is probably the best football in America, and I believe it is the best. I believe a lot of our teams can beat a lot of Division I teams. I think the refereeing in this conference is as good as D1. I think Craig does a hell of a job and puts people in the right places and does a great job coaching those guys. Just like us as head coaches coach our assistants, I think he does a hell of a job coaching his assistants. So hats off to you, Craig. We brought a few new coaches in. It's junior college. It's turnover. We had a few guys go Division I, get some jobs. We made a couple of decisions on other guys, and we've shuffled the staff around in different positions too. So nothing to name there. As far as playing wise, we got some guys. We got 18 returners. Only five of them started, though. So three on defense, two on offense. They're the only ones that started, actually played some games. But we do have 18 returning Letterman, and, you know, we got the number one player in the JUCO, supposedly, quote unquote. Is he? I don't know. You never know. He has the accolades and all the offers, but what does he do when the game comes on, the lights turn on? We'll see. He's got to show up. We got a lot of those type of guys, I think. A lot of these guys in this room have number one players, I believe, too. So we have to show up each and every day. We had a lot of guys transfer on and move on at mid-year, which I think we do as good a job as anybody getting them out at mid-year. So we had a lot of guys that are already at the four-year school, and those four-year coaches are raving about those guys at that institution. So they represented independence very well and the Jayhawk. So, you know, two or three of important guys, you know, Jermaine Johnson, like I mentioned, he's getting all the accolades. Marquise King is an all-returning all-conference receiver, very explosive, down-the-field threat. We had a quarterback transfer from Georgia Tech, Jay Jones, athletic freak. But, you know, let's see if he can hit water out of a boat. You know, we'll find out. And running back's a question, receiver's a question, O-line's a question. We lost six guys to Division I scholarships. We have to replace those O-linemen. We were pretty big and stout up front last year. We're having to replace that. It'll be a tall task. Coach Harris does a hell of a job with the O-line, though, so I'm not worried there. D-line, we're veteran savvy, a lot of returners, experienced. You know, I like our defense right now, how they are, real athletic and fast, run to the ball, see ball, hit ball. It's our philosophy on defense, so we'll see how they do. And, you know, I just I appreciate everything, and today's about the conference, and I'm just glad to be a part of it, and I appreciate everything. Any questions? Appreciate you guys.